escalating.
Hello. Yeah, basically, you're greedy. No, we're just...
Hello, friends. Thank you for joining our very special bonus episode of the Perfect Bowling Podcast. This is a podcast sometimes about comic books and comic-related things brought to you by the Panel Jumper and ComicsDungeon.com. We're here for you on a special Wednesday afternoon because we're escalating coal.
I don't know what I'm supposed to be escalating. What did I... Hi!
Oh, that
that's
was
good.
That's right. That's
it. Yeah, yeah. That's good.
With that's us it. We got there.
Okay.
For context, we just noticed in the past few episodes, Cole got more excited at greeting. Because at first he was just like, hello. And then he was like, hi. And then it was like, hey. And now I think that's a pretty good...
Right. Did we hit the ceiling?
I think we hit pretty good.
Okay.
Having trouble controlling the volume of my voice.
All right. With us, as always, is Nicole Lamb.
Hello.
Chris Casso.
Hello.
My name is Ben Lawrence. And we, as promised, Cole's going to give us the lightning round questions from his Quiz Time series.
Films
from
few knew were adapted from comics.
From the last episode. So lay it on us, Cole.
All right. Here we go. Lightning round. This film, the premise of... is
we all have our hands ready to raise.
Okay. A frustrated office worker learns that he is the son of a professional assassin and that he shares his father's superhuman killing abilities, starring James McAvoy, Angelina Jolie, Morgan Freeman, and directed by, I always get this guy's name wrong, Timur Bekmambetov. Bekmambetov.
Is he the one who directed Night Watch?
Yes, he was. Yes.
Not Night Watch, is it?
No. Chris has got his hand up.
Wanted.
Very, very loosely adapted from Mark Millar's comic book six-part miniseries drawn by J.G. Jones, printed in 2003 by Top Cow.
Mm-hmm. For the record, I knew it wasn't Night Watch. Obviously.
It bears so little resemblance. I enjoy the movie, but it really bears very little resemblance.
I've never watched it.
Wanted?
Yeah.
Because he hates Millar.
Yeah, well, I hate that period of Millar and that comic, and yeah. One day I will.
You can't say you hate Millar anymore.
No, I've actually been enjoying a lot of his work recently.
Has he redeemed himself?
It's not that he redeemed, it's just...
He's grown up.
Well, I think he just stopped catering to a particular demographic. He stopped feeling the need to shock people and remembered that he can tell a good story.
He moved beyond the kick-ass stories
and
Fight Girl and has been telling stories like Starlight.
Yeah, Starlight's fantastic.
MPH and...
That was interesting. Chrononauts. And Chrononauts was actually one of the funniest things I read this last year. So, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Cool. All right. Well, that's our special bonus episode. Before we go, I want to give some what are they called? Like personal press shout outs, I guess. This episode's going to air on a Wednesday. So a friend of ours, friend of Cole and I, actually has been on Last Comic Standing. Mm-hmm. Our friend Emmett Montgomery is one of the final 100 finalists. And so if he's still on the show, you can catch him tonight on NBC. Also, I don't know if I'm allowed to spill the beans about this yet, Cole, but maybe you can stop me. Sometime in October.
Friday, October 9th,
here in Seattle, Washington, at West of Lennon, which is a theater in Fremont, we are going to be presenting The Panel Jumper Live, an evening of basically comic books and comics-related things.
It will be. There will be singing. There will be a live Panel Jumper piece. There will hopefully be a live Perfect Bound podcast. There will be original music written by Rick Miller. It's going to be a pretty tremendous piece. I also wanted to note that there's a brand new publication by a mutual friend of mine and Ben Lawrence's, Scott Augustson, has written a book called Sleepover Stories, and he commissioned a handful of his friends, myself included, to do some illustrations for each of his short stories, myself included, as well as the aforementioned and lovely Emmett Montgomery.
So that's the shameless self-promotion segment of the Perfect Bound podcast.
The escalated!
And hopefully it doesn't become a regular segment, but maybe it will. All right. Do either of you have any shameless self-promotional segments?
Just, you know.
Come to the store.
Don't call me on Monday.
Don't call you on Monday.
Nicole does great articles for our website.
Yeah.
The
Hardcore Lady Types. Yeah. Sorry, they've been a little out of commission the last couple months, but I'm bringing them back.
Bring them back. Cool.
Yeah, and it's all about strong female protagonists and awesome. Creators.
And then I am always doing reviews on trustyhenchman.com, something like that. And you could get it through our website. And it's basically me trudging along everything that we buy so I can at least... You have an idea of what I'm ordering.
I can't believe you read all that stuff and have time to write about it.
Yeah,
he doesn't either.
Well, and the Secret Crisis,
Infinite Secret Convergence War of stuff and things
is still going on.
The particular article that was covering all the summer events, and I think I'm at like part 76 now.
Yeah,
God. Great.
And that usually that covers like 3 to 4 books, sometimes one if I really hate it, because I always have more to say when I hate something. So yeah, that's still going on, and it will be until October, because Secret Wars is not over till then.
Yeah.
Well, October is just around the corner, sadly. And earlier I got tongue-tied. I said a friend of Cole's and I's, and that's grammatically incorrect. I apologize to all of my grammar friends out there. Because I just read something on Facebook today where somebody's like,
"It was Kendra Hayes."
Oh yeah.
She just posted.
Man.
I had this grievance, you know, referring to it was like. So and so and I's wedding.
Yeah.
Mark and I's wedding. Mark and no, it's Mark and my.
Mark's and my way.
Mark's and my
so,
way.
So,
eyes.
Sorry.
Get into the eyes. I don't know.
Sorry to everybody out there. I just, you know, have to think on the fly here.
Never
and
listen to me then.
And never listen to Nicole. Yeah. Never listen to Cole. Never listen to Chris. Never listen to me. But always listen to this podcast. Thank you very much for listening and for sticking around. We'll see you on Monday.